USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the CDC now says there could be a second wave of coronavirus in the United States later this year. Dr. Robert Redfield giving an interview to an NPR station in Atlanta this morning and saying there could be another wave of infections after the virus peaks in April or May. Redfield saying that it would most likely happen again in the late fall or early winter, and he's predicting there will, quote, still be a substantial portion of Americans who are susceptible to that virus. The head of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, says a small business loan program authorized in the recently adopted stimulus package is going to be up and running beginning tomorrow.
This not only covers small businesses, it will cover independent contractors, as well as self-employed and sole proprietors.
He was speaking on CNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Gnome has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Gnome to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Gnome's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestGnome.com.
Former Vice President and current Democratic White House frontrunner Joe Biden says it's hard to imagine that the Democratic National Convention can happen as scheduled in mid-July, given the coronavirus outbreak, saying on MSNBC this morning he also rejects any suggestion that November's presidential election should be postponed. Biden calling on states to start thinking seriously about mail-in voting if it's required come November and to waive restrictions on absentee voting as well. He's also suggesting the possibility of drive-through voting. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt is facing a lawsuit now after abortion was listed as an elective surgery that he said would not be able to be performed under his coronavirus executive order. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights filed the suit, calling his decision a violation of constitutional rights. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wall Street stocks have been falling again today since the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 900 points at times. It comes a day after the markets ended their worst quarter on record because of the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell does not appear to be very supportive of another economic stimulus package. In a radio interview this morning, McConnell said the roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill that President Trump signed last Friday isn't even a week old, and he's criticizing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for already pushing plans for another stimulus bill. Although President Trump seems to support the idea of a second bill, he tweeted a couple of days ago, the next one will involve another $2 trillion for infrastructure repairs, which he says will create a lot of jobs. Illinois' governor was directing some comments to the young ones at a coronavirus briefing yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor J.B. Pritzker gave a portion of his speech to the kids who are stuck at home.
Take in the incredibly unique moment that you're living in. Yes, it's scary and it's difficult. But if you're looking for a lesson in the fundamental goodness of people and of your community, it's right there in front of you.
Pritzker extended the state's stay-at-home order until April 30th.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.